Over the years, I've heard people agonize over God's will for their life. What does God want me to do? What is God's will for me? What does God want me to be? But God's will for you and me is found in Paul's letter that Bonnie read this morning, from Paul's letter to the Philippians, which he's writing to us while he's in prison, awaiting for his final days. Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord." Again, I say, rejoice. Here it is in God's word in black and white. God's will for you and me is to be joyful. There's a community in Idaho that requires its citizens always to appear to be happy when seen in public places. Rexburg, Idaho, retains an old ordinance prohibiting local citizens walking down the street while looking gloomy. Maybe we need a rule like that in church. It's God's will for us to be joyful. I just read an article with the intriguing title, Gloomy Caesar and Happy Jesus. And the article contrasted Tiberius Caesar, who ruled Rome in 30 AD, with what we know of Jesus, who lived at the same time. Of Tiberius, with all his power, pomp, and possessions, the Roman historian Pliny describes Tiberius as the gloomiest of human beings. But of Jesus, we read that sitting in the shadow of his cross, he took bread and gave thanks. When the Holy Supper was over, they sang hymns and went out. You are not called to be dispensers of Caesar's gloom, but rather transmitters of Jesus' joy. And so as we gather here in the presence of the Lord and one another, is there a joyful spirit that lifts us up, or is there sad and gloom and doom? And so holidays are soon to be here. What causes more holiday stress and takes away the joy? Well, the Excedrin Headache Resource Center took a poll to find exactly what is the challenge. And here is a list of the joy robbers they discovered during the holiday season. Fighting crowds and traffic. Not getting enough sleep and changing sleep patterns. Not having enough time to get everything done. Spending too much money. A house full of relatives. The words, some assembly required. Long plane or car trips, weather that detours our destination, being apart from friends and family during the holidays. Again, Paul gives us some directions. Your kindness should be known to all. So how can we spell that kindness during the season that's coming our way? Well, join a group that's singing carols. Work at the soup kitchen. Think of shut-ins who have no one to care about them. Think of someone who's lost a loved one. We've had many in the past year. Maybe a call to them or a note or a prayer or a visit. Do something positive, something heartwarming, something that will bring someone else joy. Have you noticed joy as a way of boomeranging? Joy gives the person who gives it more joy than the one who receives it. Joy is the natural emotion of the Christ-filled person. Another good way, perhaps it's time to make an appointment to celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Tonight at 6:30. Tuesday morning at 10:45 a.m. On Saturdays from 3 to 4. And Blessed Sacrament after evening Mass. What a great way to get rid of the gloom and doom and let joy enter in for Christ to enter in. The joy of the season is so precious, we can't afford it to let it slip away without having it take up the residence in our hearts. After all, that's God's will for you and me. And so, whatever Mass or Masses you attend, I invite you to please join me in welcoming everybody who comes to our campus to share the birthday of the Lord. A smile, a greeting, a hello, a cheerful moment that indeed reminds us, in welcoming one another, we welcome Christ who comes in many disguises. And so hopefully as Christmas unfolds and gets closer, our kindness should be known to all. And above all, rejoice, for the Lord is here, the Lord has come. And so may this be a best Christmas, a merry Christmas, a joyful Christmas, a Christmas that overflows with joy.